Exodus 2:3. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Many a Mother's Day sermon has been drafted based upon this text. The faith displayed in these actions is both admirable and worthy of imitation. Jochebed chose to give up her son, trusting God for his future. While this giving up is provided as an example, especially in the Old Testament, it is often reluctantly embraced by the modern parent. Too many Bible college presidents have spoken with sadness of their students' interest in missions or the pastorate, only to be persuaded by parents to choose a more lucrative field, some even threatening to stop financing their education if they studied for ministry. Does this passage specifically address the problem? Maybe not, but it does bring us face to face with a woman that was willing to release her son in total dependence upon God. 5 verses later, God rewarded her obedience by giving Moses back. Exodus 2:3, and when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink.